Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Sandman. I've been dealing with a lot of children all over the world who've been wondering about how to dream. And they've been talking a lot about how to dream. Perhaps that's something I have in my mind as a candle glowing brightly on the bedside of every child around the world. I look at these children and I see them dreaming and I see them living and I see them doing wonderful things, and I think how great it is to be such a child, to be so free, to be so uninhibited. What a great way to be. Well, learning to dream is something that many children have in their thought. And one dinner at dinner table, this family, there were about six kids, that's a good family, and they're all sitting around the table, and their mom and dad are there, and they're sort of talking nonsense and talking funny stuff. And then the littlest guy, he says, "Mom, is there a class I can go to learn how to dream?" And the mother says, "My goodness, what brought that up?" "Well, I like to learn how to dream, because when I go to sleep at night, I have all sorts of dreams, but I don't remember too many of them, but I have dreams, and I wake up tired in the morning. Sometimes I wake up sweating in the mornings, is that what kids are supposed to do?" No, it's not what you're supposed to do or not supposed to do. It's just what happens when you have a busy mind that you have not put under your direction. "But, Mom, how do I put my mind under my direction? How do I learn how to dream? How do I learn how to do these things?" And the rest of the kid says, "Oh, come on now. Who's interested in that? Who's interested in learning how to dream?" And the little guy, persistent as he is, spoke up and said, "I am. I want to learn how to dream. Mom, is there a school I can go to learn how to dream? Is there somebody who can teach me?" And Mom says, "All right. Now, let's all put the dishes away. Let's wash them, clean up the kitchen, put everything away. And in half an hour, we'll all get together in the living room. And we'll all sit around the circle on the floor. And we will talk about learning to dream." Well, it wasn't more than 10 minutes and everything was done, because everybody really wanted to know about learning to dream. They were all quick in a hurry, too. And the littlest guy was the first one in there. And he sat right on the side of his mom. And he says, "Okay, here we are." And Mom said, "Not a minute. The couple of them are still in the bathroom. Just a minute. They'll be out." And so pretty soon they all came out. And then the little guy says, "Okay, Mom, how do we learn how to dream?" And Mom says, "Learning how to dream is a very precious thing. First, you have to know that you like yourself. And when you say, 'I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me,' then what you are doing is telling yourself that you want to listen and see and hear and know only dreams that are going to like you, dreams that are going to be happy for you. I like me, I like me, I like me." And as you say that, oh, lots of times, and as you say that all during the day and everywhere where you are to yourself, just say, "I like me, I like me, I like me," then you put in motion what kind of dreams you're going to dream. So, now, before you go to sleep tonight, you say, "I like me, I like me, I like me," and then you watch what happens. Just don't try to make dreams happen. Don't try to make things happen. Just watch, like an observer. You're on the outside looking at it, and you're seeing what's going on in there, and you're seeing like in a movie. You know, you're an observer at the movie. You watch what goes on. You're not changing anything. You're just watching, okay? But also, like a movie, you can choose which movie you want to watch. And that's what happens when you say, "I like me." So you say, "I like me," and then you prepare for your dream. And then, as you say, "I like me," only things that are happy for you can come up in your dream. Now, you can dream about, your special toys. You can dream about your friends. You can dream about your family here. You can dream about your world. You can dream about people that you like or people that you don't like. Oh, dream about people you don't like, but that's not happiness. That's right. When you dream about people you don't like, that's not happiness. So when you dream about people you don't like, you say, I love you, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. And you see, then you're changing that course too. And when you do, then that is imprinted, that's stamped upon your dream to tell your dream that you like everybody. Because everybody is somebody that you thought about and brought them out in your mind. You made them come to life in your world by your thought. So you see, learning to dream is not only learning to dream, it's learning to dream the type of dream you want to dream. And to learn to dream the type of dream you want to dream, you have to think the kind of thoughts that the dream you want to dream would be all about. Now, isn't that complex? You have to think about the thoughts of the kind of dream you'd like to dream. And if you think of thoughts riding your bicycle and going swift as the wind and totally in charge, totally under control, and you slow down and you speed up and you turn corners and you do everything so perfectly, this is the kind of dream you'll have. And this is the kind of everyday experience you'll have too. It's all a matter of being up to you. Now, learning to dream has many parts to it. And the first part is, I like me. The second part is, I dream about things I like. And the third part is to dream. Now, we talked about I like me and dreaming about things I like. Now, how can we have these things come true? Well, every time we turn around, every time we speak to anybody, we look at them and we say, I love you. And then everything works out perfectly. We look at our brothers and sisters here. Now look at your brothers and sisters. Look around the circle here and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Say it. Eh. No, say it. Come on now. Eh. Come on now. Say it. It's a game we're playing. Oh, okay. Well, it's a game. I love you. 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 Well, now, watch what's going to happen. If you do that each time you look at your brother or look at your sister, pretty soon you're going to like them instead of thinking that they're silly. You're going to like them instead of thinking that they're dumb. And isn't that a much better thing to think? Now, what are they going to think about you when you think nice thoughts about them? They're going to think nice thoughts about you, and they're going to think that you're smart, and that you're wise, and that you're loving and gentle. And isn't that a nice thing to think? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you know, boys and girls, the family circle went on, and every night, because it was such a successful thing, Mother and Dad had all the children gathered together after supper, sitting around on the floor in the living room, talking about things that made their heart happy, talking upon learning to dream, and then dreaming. And this is what you could do too if you want. And it's lots of fun. But this is Mr. Candle. I can merely tell you about the things that I experience as I go around the world and see all these neat boys and girls and see all the neat things they do, and I can just be so happy and so happy and so happy enjoying what I see. Uh-oh. Did you see that? Look out the window there. See him? See him? He's walking up the walkway. That's Mr. Sandman with his bag of pixie dust. And he's going to put that pixie dust all over you. And you're going to go to sleep. And you're going to dream the wonderful dreams you have just learned how to dream. I like me. I like me. I like me. Hi, Mr. Sandman. Hi. You going to put the pixie dust on them now? Oh, yeah. Mr. Sandman, why are you always so sad? Because I put everybody else to sleep and I don't put myself to sleep. Well, Mr. Sandman, why don't you put yourself to sleep? Well, I got work to do.
You can do your work while you're sleeping.
Huh? Well, that's a new one.
Try it.
Takes courage to do that. Someday I'll try it. Well, boys and girls, snuggle your mommy and daddies now. Tell them how much you love them. Slip under the covers. And say, good night, world. Ooh, here I go. my wonderful land of dreams, happy dreams. And so it is. I'll see you again another time. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.